Vayomash mini yimo besar alaso. On the eighth day, we do a bris milah. So a milah bismana is only docha Shabbos. So that's a day eight. And before a person, well, once you do the milah on day eight, you are no longer an oro. So let's say someone's a hemophiliac. Or meso achav machmas mila. Let's say a person api halacha is not permitted to get a bris. Let's say it's a suffix sakana. So halacha says no bris for you. Does that child have a status, or adult, whoever it might be? Does that person have a status of a oro or not? Like there's a machlokes Rashi Rabbeinu Tam about meisu achiv machmas mila, whether he has everyone agrees he's usher, he can't do the mila. The question is, does he have a shame oro or not? To Rashi, he holds it. He's still an oro. It's not his fault. No one's blaming him, but he can no longer, let's say, a kohen, he can't eat the truma, or maybe sachshol, you can't use truma like to anoint him with. And Rabbi Tam disagrees and says he's not an aro. Let's say for carbon pesach purposes, if you're an aro, you can't eat the carbon pesach. So it's a machlokes Rashi Rabbi Tam on someone who can't get a mila out suffix sakana, whether does he have a shame aro or not. In other words, there's a whole. As the Yerushalmi talks about, let's say there's a baby Kohen, the father's a Kohen, and let's say it's before day eight. So the question is, at what point does he get to shame Oro? In other words, do I say Mila Kodam Zmana? Do I say before day eight there's no mitzvah of Mila, and therefore he's not Oro? Do I say it's the mitzvah of Mila that creates the status of an oro, and therefore if there is no mitzvah mila, there's not. Why not? You're an oro by hook or by crook. That, or even though you're not doing anything wrong, you still have it. So the mila kodem zmana. The Gemara in Yavamas talks about a Kohen, he's a 2-3-year-old baby before day eight. So what's the status within? Does he have a status of an Oro or not? And could you sach shal truma, whatever the cases may be. So the Bavli leaves it in Ibaiva Lipshite. It's a Sveika Dedina. We're not sure whether Mila Kodem Zmana, everyone agrees on day eight, that's a Shaila. I think you shall be discussed. What about the night? Uva Yom Hashmini. Even though it's a pshat mitzvah, fundamentally doesn't begin until day, or no, really it begins at night, but the technical reason she can't give it, so it'll be the shiloh of the night, leil shmini. But the day of shmini, everyone agrees, once you chayiv in the mitzvah, you're an oro. The question is before. So the Bavli leaves it a sveika d'dina, but the Yerushalmi paskins that you're not an oro. So, Rabbi Tam seems to be going with Yerushalmi, and Rashi is going with Chumrah in the Yibayi Velo Ipshite. So that's the Shai. When you're a suffix sakana, like a hemophiliac, so number one, is that view like a mila togzmanas, the machokas Rashi Rabbi Tam seems to be similar to the machokas, it could be the same issue, whether Mila talks mana. There it's a case. In the case of both cases, you're not allowed to have a bris yet. Mila talks mana, there's no chiyav. You don't have to connect it to. You could say Mila talks mana, you're not an RO, but maybe, Acher's mana, you're still an RO, it's not your fault or not. Is the mitzvah mila create the shame aro or not? Like the Briska Rav said by Avram Avinu, why did Avram go down on his knees now or go down to, he felt, Rashi quotes the Chazal, he was incomplete. How come he was incomplete many times? So the Briska Rav explains, because up in, right beforehand, he got the Mitzvah Milah. It's the Mitzvah Milah decorates the status of an Ohr. I guess you could discuss when, well, you could get into what's the gedra of the Mitzvah Milah, but that's the Machokas Rashi Rabbeinu Tam regarding Meisu Achiv Machmas Milah, and that's the issue of the Machokas Yerushalmi Bavli Rakonim Zman, and it comes up in a case of a Geirus. And I think the famous case was Rochai Moser. But the Shaila is, let's say someone wants to convert, so if you're born a Jew, you're a Jew, and that's it, even without a Milah, you're just an Oro, but you're a Jew. But one of the issues of conversion, you got to do Milah. So let's say you're a hemophiliac, you want to convert, but you can't do Milah. So Rav Chaim Moser Grzinski Paskin, no, he says you can't you can't convert because you need a Milah. So that could be, and then others, I think there's a Maisa with, he came around fundraising, and he went to this person who said, oh, by, look at my, I guess some rub gave him something, and he wrote on his wall that basically what happened, he was a non-Jew, I think, and he converted, but he didn't do a Bris Milah. So this rub might have passed, and yes. So he wrote, first he took the money, of course, and then he told him he wasn't Jewish. So that's the issue in a situation where you can't do the Mitzvah Milah. Do you have a status of an Aro or not? Or in the case of conversion, is Milah only when you're Chayiv? Because I think that we talk about if it's in a case where only you have a potential to do Milah. Like if you don't have an Aver, so I think that over there we say it is okay. But in a case where you have potential to do it, and you can't do it because of sakana. The case was, you had a diabetic or hemophiliac who wanted to convert. So that's the shaila. The Rav Chaim Moser says it's not a geirus. He's not Jewish, but it depends on this issue as well of meisa achlok masmas mila rashi rabbeinu tam regarding orla the machokas Yerushalmi Bavli about the mila kodem zmana in terms of. Whether in a situation where halacha says I can't do the milah, is it going to be held against me? I like I can't eat the karban Pesach, and I can't convert to Judaism.